I think that the SNA should have stepped in and should have taken more action to stop this. We can't have such commemorations where we have Republican groups stepping up and saying what they're going to do, and if you like, highlighting a murderous campaign that they're intending to carry on. That has got to stop. That has to be condemned by all political parties. And I think with the police having the support of all political parties through the policing board and through the Ball Policing in Northern Ireland, they're going to have to give the police the support to stop this type of thing in future. Obviously, if this is the direction these folk are going to go in, then such parades are going to have to be banned from taking place.
Now, you're a member of the policing board. Do you intend to ask the PSNA questions about their handling of these dissident rallies?
Absolutely. This is something I've been to the forum, is questioning the chief constable and the police on various different dissident Republican activities. And again, this is another one. This is a commemoration activity, and it's something that the police, the chief constable and the police will be questioned on at the next policing board meeting, the next opportunity that we'll have.
Now, at this commemoration at the city cemetery in Derry, there was over 300 people at it. If the PSNA had stepped in, then maybe violence could have erupted.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons we'll have to question the chief constable on this. And there's no doubt about it. There's been operational. It's an operational decision they have taken. They have a good reason for doing that, perhaps, and taking a low key in it. But I think lessons will have to be learned from the future if these folk are going to carry on in this manner. And action will have to be taken by the PSNA to stop it.